This is part two of what I began last week. Last week we began by speaking about the distinctions between Sikra and Zechira. Let me just more or less review what I noted then. The mitzvah suggests it's yes, it's Ryan, one that we fulfill on a daily basis. Sikra is after one night a year. The Pele, which I didn't mention last week, is that the Rambam counts and says, for a mitzvah, it's the mitzvah of Sikra, it's Mitzrayim, Midaraisa. And the Zechira Sikra, it's the Rambam does not count as a separate mitzvah. That's a bit of a pella. On that, there is enormous amount of Abed Yoshen Ishbach, Abed Kumusim Shemishtaku. That would be a separate shiur. But among the chilukim between Sikra and Zechira that we mentioned, we said that Zechira is realized by a Zechira Kodu. Even a fleeting thought is enough to fulfill the mitzvah of remembering the historical narrative of Yisrael, which we do on a daily basis, twice daily, both in the morning and at nighttime. Hashem came, Sipur, obviously, Kolamar b'dasabre b'tzias Mitzrayim, harez b'shubach. Number two, the Sipur can be implemented in isolation. Sipur is generally la'acherib, even though b'di'evid, it was pointed out, that the Gemara says, if there's no one available, then shor la'atzmon. So b'raisa l'avim tzofim. Number three, we said that Zechira, as opposed to Sipur, doesn't have any particular format. Masheket Sipur is there of Shelo Tshuva. That's how the Rambam writes, that's how Rishon writes, that's how the Gemara seems to indicate. Number four, that Sipur, as I said, is much more than just simply narrative, but it involves an exercise in Talmud Torah. The whole night really is an exercise in Chinuch. Chanecha Na'al Pidarko, that's the Dal Banim that is critical. I mentioned that at one point, I saw Soloveitchik, when I was maybe 17 years old, he made the following statement. He said that the Dal Banim is preceded by Birchas HaTorah. So I almost lost it. But I was 17 years old, for goodness sakes. And he says that this is Birchas HaTorah, Baruch HaMokom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shana HaTorah, myself. I assume he was engaged in homiletics of sorts, or it was a kind of flash that he used to have every 5 minutes, something along those lines. And I then went over to him at the age of 17. I then had considerably more audacity than I have today. Today I realized where I am, Moch Erki. And then I did not realize that. And so I went over to him and I asked him, we say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, why do we have to say Birchas HaTorah in the Hamal at nighttime? It covers a 24-hour period. I had learned the second Brachas. So I consider myself to be somehow, Bali Begodish in that area. And they all looked at me, and clearly what he wanted to say, he didn't say it. But then he noted that it's really not his finish, it's found in Rishonim. I couldn't imagine what Rishonim possibly would make such a statement to me. It seemed to be a statement that was bold, and not only bold, but it was basically homiletical in nature. I'm just being polite now. I didn't have that kind of thinking. It was way beyond that. Years later, I found the whole Surah Rishonim that actually say this. Amazing. Okay, the question is, what's the nature of the Birchas HaTorah? But clearly it's based on the fact that Chinuch is at the very center of the entire Seder, Leha Seder. And even though I think I mentioned this before, I don't mean in any way, Chas V'Shalom, to, God forbid, keep any calumny upon members of my family. But the original storm that we had when we had children, so somehow the Baal Bayit, he fulfilled the Mishnah. So Mishnah. And basically it was as a deceptive. So he was Nesek, that Baal Bayit in my house. And it did not seem to meet the approval of young children who seemingly were not exactly on board. This deceptive is quoted over here as well, this modern kindness. Chabri brings it in Shulchan Aruch. And over the years, the Baal Bayit has sort of tried to play a more back role and let his children take care of their children, namely the Baal Bayit's grandchildren, with all kinds of games and all kinds of creative, imaginative kinds of things, which the Baal Bayit is not so, I'm just speaking about the Baal Bayit, I have to know him. And so he's not always so enthralled by their approaches, but they are clearly Hanachal al Pidarko. That's what they're doing. And there are incentives, and there are all kinds of very fascinating games that are played, all Mogia kashrut to the Leila Seder. Matter of fact, I was reminded of that when they pointed out that a number of his fans that I heard from Abdullah, the Chaim Kineski, Zatzal, he had a sense of humor. I myself saw it a number of times. But his sense of humor, when he would joke, every joke was based on some Chazal, some Medrash, some Zoya, some Gemara, some Tesis, some Tesefta, which was really, that itself was amazing. Okay, so Chinuch is, Talmud Torah is a very significant aspect of Sipur, and that's not found clearly in Zechira whatsoever. We mentioned as well that correct. That Machlokes with Tirah and Shmuel, the Rambam has to pass like both. And that's also not part of Zechira. It means that basically Vidorshin, we're engaged in Vidorshin, that's Lashon HaMishnah. Vidorshin, Rami Avidavi, Hashim, Makal, HaPashim, Kul, Lashon HaMishnah. And it's a drasha, the Mechilta, on Rami Avidavi, where we go at great length and Darshin basically took it that I found the Rami Avidavi. That parsha is chosen because the Chinuch writes and the Rambam writes and many Rishonim write is founded upon the principle of Hakara Sater that we have to express to Hashem is Baruch that comes to the four Dafka and Leila Seder. But essentially, it's a Talmud Torah experience. And the Loshon of Chayiv and Lusabed, be Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rishonim point out what's be Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, I can darshan on that too, but that will take me off the topic. It means that Chayav Hitamek, a person has to literally delve into and probe and literally ferret out the sodas, the secrets of that night, which there are many. Beyond that, we also pointed out that Zechira does not lead to anything. Masha'en Kin Sipur leads to a crescendo. The figure of Hav Chayavim, Lohoido is the Halel Shabech, it should lead to a Sheikh Vodot, a Halel. And that's what we spoke about as well. We spoke about the three Halels that are associated actually with Pesach, namely the Halel that we say on Pesach morning, that's similar to Halel of Shavuos morning, of Sukkot morning, then the Halel that we say, many. Many say actually the Mechaber passes like that. You know the Rambam is not in favor of it, but it's based on Yerushalmi mentioned last time. And the Gaon quotes this Yerushalmi. The Gaon quotes Yerushalmi in the context of Deros Chanan Mesach Nesses. That's based on Yerushalmi, Chrisumi Nisa Betzibah. That's the Halal that we say. Many are knowing about this in Eretz Israel. Minhag Agroh. Minhag Agroh is to say Halal in Shul, at night the Shul does it, and Beis Tefillah, many other Shuls as well. And then finally, of course, the Halal B'Tzach HaSeder, which is a Kiyam, unquestionably, of Halal this night should be the Pasuk Zecharia. It's a Leil Skadish Chag. That's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Erechin. Also, Rishonim write like that. Okay, so that was one thing that we pointed out. We also noted here on page number one, the Rambam's Loshin, he says constantly, he speaks about Ba'alaylo Azeh. This night has a certain charisma. And beyond that, we discussed actually the Tesis here that speaks about a person beginning to say the Dafka. And says the Chav not before, even though normally it's Halacha. Says on Shabbos, says on Yom Tov. Machlokes in the Gemara. Machlokes Rabbi Shimon. The Rambam passage we mentioned in last time Shir that the Rambam passage is only to service for Inu Yom Kippur. That's the only to service Daraisa. All the other Tosafot that did in the Abanan, but this time is here on Tzadik Tesmin Aveis, which is down here in item number 5 in the first page. Tesis has 2 days. That's the truth of the Tzib that we pointed out regarding the woman who received the telegram after she was about to Neres of Yom Tov, and then she received the telegram that someone was nifter, and she sat shiva for 5 minutes. And the question is whether the fact that she would become a tzeis yom tov would that knock out the avelus because the gemara ma'ikon da fidalid osi asay the rabbi dochi asay biyochi. And then Tzib says it's only on these 2 days. And tzeis we spoke about that last time. And one more item that we mentioned as well that there's a double kiyum on Pesach 9, not just the kiyum of the ma'isa mitzvah, but for example the rabbi has all mitzvah laila, the rabbi dips in chavresis, and the rabbi says on Aaron. What's Machlokes Rambam the writer? What's the Shisharam? I'm not discussing the writer right now, but Shisharam is that apparently when we're fulfilling the mitzvahs on Pesach night, it's not just a question of eating matzah, not just a question of doing whatever particular mitzvah we are involved in, but there's also a double key, and namely, Sibir Tzias Mitzrayim. And that comes, we said, from the pasuk that the Gemara Dashan is over here on page number 2, namely, Lechon Oni. The Gemara says, on top of the page, the Gemara notes that Lechon Oni, item number 10, Lechem she'ainim alav garm harim. Rashi says she'garmim alav halel, garmim alav hagav. The Bach actually underscores the lashon of olav in Rashi. Garmim olav as a halel, garmim olav hagoda. What does that mean? It means the lechem triggers in us some feeling of nostalgia. We begin to reminisce about what happened in Mitzrayim, and this idea of lechem oni, which is by the way reflected in Yachatz, and I'm going to discuss it in a few moments. But in general, only means to respond to a situation. This I pointed out in the context of the psukim that I found over here as well. Namely, the Torah has in the Pasha of Rabbi Yehuda Levi, If you look in item number three, number 13, I'm sorry, on page number two, so there in the middle of the page you have Pasha, that Chazal said was supposed to darshan at that night. And there it mentions, it speaks about a farmer who brings Bikurim, and then the Torah says, V'yonisa v'amata v'ashem lokeva. We've spoken about this in the past. Rashi says, V'yonisa v'amata v'shon haramas kol. Whatever lotion of Aniya is used, that means you have to raise your voice, and that's what the Achreinim, the Beis HaLevi, and Tzeiv, and the Chazanesh, Tumot Amwetz, the Dinim Shomei Akarina, regarding that halacha, because you need Haramas Kel. Haramas Kel will automatically preclude Shomei Akarina. Shomei Akarina has the discussion, Taisin Brachas, Taisin Megillah, Taisin Sukkah, three times in Shas, Taisin has a discussion regarding the issue of Kedusha. A person walks into Shul, and davens Shmanesim with the Tzibur, but he's davening a longer Shmanesim than they do. And now they get the Kedusha, what should he do? Nachol Rashi tells you three times in Shas, and that's the issue of Shomei Akarina. The stipler, many Achreinim already discussed the issue of Shomei Akarina. What exactly does it mean? Karina Mamish, it will be a Hefsek, or no, Shomei Akarina means it's a vehicle to be Yotze, the mitzvah of the Mela doesn't constitute any kind of a Hefsek. But this idea of Nachamaini, the Torah says, Yonisa Vavata. So the Ibn Ezra Akasha, Yonisa Vavata. Usually, Yonisa means to respond to a question. No one posed any question. Why is the farmer responding? So he compares it to the Pesukim in Iyov. Bayan Iyov Ayema. Iyov's five Chaverim. The Chaverim of Iyov, each one has a different theological approach to the issue of theodicy. That's how the Ramban lays out in his Perish on Iyov. The Ramban lays out the five Mahalchim for the issue of Tzadik Gerala Rosh HaMetzvah. So Yonisa needs to respond to the situation. What's the situation? In the case of the farmer, he essentially feels very disconnected to Yerushalayim, to the pageantry, the way Taisus writes in the Taisus Bar Basra. The famous Taisus that a person comes to Yerushalayim, all of a sudden the person is uplifted, the person is elevated by the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, by the entire Roimimus of Yerushalayim, Yerakedesh. And he's transformed. So here the farmer, who has some small farm perhaps in a distant rural hamlet of Eretz Yisrael, he comes to Yerushalayim and he sees the pageantry, the majesty of Yerushalayim, and all of a sudden he's literally elevated and transformed. Yonisa Amata seems to be the trap, even as he doesn't lay it out the way I do, because he wasn't into dramatics. He just said trap the way he should say. Anyway, he compares it to Eov, and then the response of Eov and the Chaverim to that situation. So we also, based on Mary, that's exactly what's happening. Once the matzah is broken, and all of a sudden that arouses in us all kinds of feelings of compassion, sensitivity, and things that... And that's what the Gemara says here. Vad da b'shalani b'prusa, on item number 10, afkan b'prusa. He's a poor man, doesn't have the wherewithal to possess a whole slice of bread. He's accustomed to eat morsels of bread. And what's very fascinating, this is how I like to understand it. There's a tension on Pesach night. I call it a philosophic tension. It's also a halachic tension. I will see in a moment. But there's a tension on Pesach night between the mitzvah of Simchas Yomtev, which is relevant to Pesach night as any other Yomtev. This is the mitzvah of Simcha. That mandates eating and drinking in a fulsome way, and there's a concomitant obligation to unburden ourselves totally before we sit down to enjoy our meal. Master Vignus, with Dr. Stern mentioned before, the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, I would say, to my mind, it reminds me of what Eliezer ben Avraham said. Loi oichal, al Hashem dibati dvoroi. Ayem medaber, Pashem chayisor. That's what I compare it to. So essentially, on Pesach night, I cannot begin to eat the meal until I can, until I channel my feelings openly and effusively. Means there's a deeply felt compulsive need to engage in magi. Well, someone asked me, what? Okay, but I'll talk about the tension in a moment. You'll see what I'm referring to. Someone asked me in this shul, the father of Kasha. It's actually a very fine person who's a BT. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. Otherwise, I should be a BT. But anyway, so... he asked me the following. He said he finds his children, he became a BT older. And really has older children who are not necessarily part of the, they say, that was not the deal. That's not what we bought into. Unfortunately, they're older, so they're not exactly part of it. So they asked him, can we do the following? Let's make Kiddush like we have in Shabbos. Kiddush Magam Suda. They said, now, no, that did. The Suda should be right away. We should not have an interruption, quite an interregnum between the Kiddush and the Suda. In my house, it can be several hours. We always make Abi Kevin of Kuach HaTzeres, Rabbi Isaac, so don't be rushing me, Rabbi Bratko, don't be rushing me, Dr. Stern, don't be rushing me. We make Kuach HaTzeres. I never, never had to use the Tzai of Abi Dezer. But anyway, whatever
what,
the case.
What does it mean, Kuach HaTzeres?
What?
What does it mean?
Abi Kevin.
Abi Kevin.
Achilas have become even though I say that that's the second. What?
Not the second.
So hello, that's Varan. Ambo Potsum. That's also what you mean before had said, but I somehow I've never succeeded in doing that. That would require an act of a magical act, which I'm not a magician, I'm not a sorcerer, I'm not a recommend, so I don't have that those questions to do that.
Not even do Corona.
Corona, we had to say that my wife and I, literally, ourselves.
Yeah.
Wow. There's no other value.
When did he finish?
I didn't do the night downstairs, and my wife said it was worse than usual. I thought there was no one there, and so I just went on all night. So she was the carbon. Usually my grandchildren are the carbonists. It's like she was the carbon. Should you make your wife a carbon? Anyway. Okay, and that needs a shear. If you wish, I'll be glad to say that shear. But maybe next time. Would you object to it? It's a halachic issue. I don't mind doing it. It's fine. Okay, anyway, so good. We met it. So basically, I'm essentially manishtana alayla azem kalaylos. This is one area of shinui. No, we have kish v'amusuda, and now we have. So we shouldn't point out that interregnum is a tzarech hasuda. All we shouldn't say pecha. It has to be. Otherwise, we have a problem. We violate kish v'amusuda, which according to some shen the din daraisa. Pashas is not a din daraisa. The Hashbam, the Rabbi Tzolchan, calls two mekaris for this din of kish v'amusuda. The way the briskets say it's a halach in the kiddush, halach in the suda, a lot of afkadi or something, that's not for now. But anyway, whatever the case is, there are, this is the subject, most assume it's a din rabbon. However, the reason why I say it has a halachic tension is the problem. There's a Rambam. This Rambam you're all familiar with. I'm not telling you any tradition. On page one, you know the Rambam, on Pesach night, our custom is to have three matzahs. I remember my father showed Kohen Levi himself in front of a little kid. Three matzahs. Comes the Rambam, and of course the Rambam is not just the Rambam. We break one of the matzahs at Yachatz, and Alakilas matzah is decided over 2.5 matzahs. However, the Rambam, and the going, the Vilna going, following the Rambam, only had two matzahs, and they say the plate that was broken. And the Rambam, you know, looking at Parachesi Allah above, you can see it actually on page number one, item four. Allah above is 14. See where it says? The Rambam has Yachatz now as we have. We have Yachatz in the beginning of the meal. The Rambam had Yachatz right before. Ram only has two matzahs, and one of them is broken. Lecha mishneh is it didn't apply to Shabbos, you have to correct the Ram and then kasha. Umneimani borech al shnei kiddush v'shad yom tovim, v'shem shenem alecha meini. Ma daka sholim b'prusa, avkan b'prusa. So, halachically, we see this tension, what I call the tension between simchas yoktim, that requires lechem mishneh similar to Shabbos. And then I said there was a lechem ayin. So how do we resolve this tension? It means I'm putting it philosophically. This is how I was trained. A Jew on Pesach night is torn between his awareness of his wretchedness. This is I'm a Talmud of Soloveitchik. Hope you don't mind. Between an awareness of his wretchedness emanating from his sense of goals of wandering from exile to exile, of being ravaged, of being persecuted. And on the other hand, his sense of having found haven, I don't mean in Teaneck, New Jersey, but in El Tislam. And so the question is, how do you resolve this? Because Maskel B'Nusim B'Sayim B'Shevach. We have the beginning, which is the Abba'anel Sangoda is entirely devoted to this dualism, this dialectic. He, Rabbi Kasnit, Pinchas Kasnit, just translated the Zema Pesach into English. He works on the Ababana. So he asked me to write Askama. So that probably was an error on his part. But anyway, he asked me to write Askama. So I had to first review the entire sefer, which I did. And then I wrote Askama in English, because he comes to the Shia I give on Tuesday and Sunday. So I call Satoyim. I didn't do write Askama because I'm not from the Saramashkin. It's not my area. I'm not from the Roy Lekach. What? That's right. I'm not from the Saramashkim, Saramashkim. Anyway, Shit and Sin, those who don't know how to pronounce Hebrew properly, so the Mishabura talks about it in the Tanakh. Okay, that's another story. Anyway, so the Rambam says you can't have Lechem Mishneh this night because that broken matzah, that Lechem Ayni, interferes with the fulsome kind of appreciation of Lechem Mishneh, which comes from Simchas Yom Tov. So I would put it in, if you want, in other terms. There's a conflict that's taking place between Zechira and Sipor. Zvei dinim. These are two different dinim. There's a kind of tensile balance between Simchas Yom Tov and Nachamayni. So basically,
between
Zechira
and
Sipor. I'm just using that to be dramatic.
Oh, okay.
Mind.
Okay.
It's also a yeah, you know, right? Okay, now the Yom Kippur, there is, the truth is that if you look carefully at the piyutim of Yom Kippur, which I've examined many times, Moli Simcha. Rosh Hashanah is very somber, extremely so. I mean, no, it's a piyutim, but I love piyutim, so I'm sorry. Anyway, I grew up on piyutim. Baruch Hashem. That's why I'm talking to you.
It's
only you and I, the only ones here. Anyway, so, but I'm simply trying to, I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. Maybe I shouldn't use this example, but I got to be honest. I have chaver who were in attendance at the Sdorim, but members of the Soloveitchik family. I won't say which ones. I asked them, what was it like? So there's a Soloveitchik himself told over a number of times. This is found actually in the Haggadah of the Salevi. Everybody knows all these things. They have in the back a number of very beautiful stories, contrasting the Seder of the Netziv with the Seder of the Beis Halev. And I asked this person, what was the Seder of the Soloveitchik family? I know Chaver who went to both brothers Soloveitchik, Brother Avraham, Rabbi Sheber, both attended. So the Beis Halev, this is what our Soloveitchik said over. Starting with Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he started Tzitzita. He didn't know if it was going to have matzah that was kosher or Pesach. He didn't know if he was going to be able to get rid of the chametz in his house. I remember that. So as he said, I learned talking with him. So he said that Chaim spent the entire night doing digas chametz. So I asked Rav Soloveitchik, how large was he living in a house like in the Mamat Chernish?
No. How much less did he have lived?
He lived in one or two rooms in a hollow. Rav Chaim lived in. Most of them you told the Gatsanach. What did he do the entire night? They say Chaim Kanievsky also spent many, many hours doing the chasamis in his 1.5 rooms. Exactly. Most people today, I took a poll. I take polls to say that. Hope you don't mind, Rabbi Weiss. I like to take polls. My yeshiva, I use them as the laboratory. They told me that the entire the chasamis to their homes, halavai should be 5 minutes. Halavai. And it's a computer, and they just look for the 10 pieces of bread, that like is the halacha of Meshach Sinai, 10 pieces of bread, Ariyah Kodesh, Akan Sabiz, whatever it is. So, but the Beis Halevi was frightened the entire Fetishness. And they baked matzahs, and the matzahs were charred. Clack! Because of the Chas V'Sholom, there might be some flour that would not be baked properly. And we come to the Leil HaSeder, he was already with the Chilur Chibah. He was shaking, as Asalvesi described it, once in one of his lashes in Yiddish. Wow. It's like a half-hour description of the Beis Halevi saying that. And so you can imagine, of course, they had to be the kind of mitzvah secrets. Yes, that's right. Kol HaMarve, the Sabbath. So by the time they came to, shall we say, the recital of the Haggadah, the hour was already late. They washed with the Suda, but that was already close to Chatzais. And then they ate these charcoal matzah, essentially. And they were presented to the Masubin. It was a Gantzanach and Moror. And before you know it, the midnight came and the Abikim was distributed. They didn't partake of the Suda. Because they didn't. They had a Mishnah. They couldn't get past that Mishnah. The Mechavit, the bench, and they said, I go the rest of the night. The Tzivs say there, Pumfakir. 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 Unbelievable. Chodesh Nisan, they had beautiful matzahs. Beautiful, tasty matzahs. Today, people ask me, someone asked me today, from Chutz Laaretz, they spread, they have chocolate spread on their matzahs. Yeah. Chocolate spread. They sell this very high here, that's as well. It's very popular with children. So you gotta have to give them chocolate matzahs. I said, what do you mean? Like the tefillin now on both sides, black, which is black, the Hebrew. And several people will sure ask me about that. Yeah, chocolate matzahs, steeped in chocolate. Wow. Anyway, so the Tziv didn't have chocolate matzahs, but he had tasty matzahs. Somehow, they had time for the sequence of Mitzrayim. He came to the Suda. They ate it, as Avi mentioned. That's how Rav Soloveitchik described both. So I asked these people, what was the Soloveitchik's say the light. So you can imagine what it was not the Metziv. The Beis Halevi, through and through. Both of them. That's what they told me. So, okay, anyway, so my point is that that there is a certain kind of, that's what I call attention. And this tension is reflected here in this Rambam. Okay, the Gemara says, I assume you're familiar with the Gemara. The Gemara says that Chayfin Matzis Belel Aseder, the Shulti Nevishal Yishno. The Gemara says, I don't think I quoted that Gemara here. If I'm not mistaken, I probably did not. But they're supposed to, what does Chayfin mean? Rashbam Asel Opshotim, and this Gemara, Chayfin Matzis. It says, Avekiva, Vyama, Vyama, Higia, Islam, Vyamed, Yishkut, Vyam, 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 Erev Tov, Meshul Tinevi Shal Yishno. Never left Beis Medrash, except for Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. And he wanted to put his children to sleep, so they shouldn't sleep during the Seder. So we want our children to be fully awake and alert and absorb experientially and osmotically the vigor, the color, the romance of the night. It means the night of Pesach is a romantic night. I mentioned last week the Meisir Rav, the Gaon, that's found here on page number 2 in the lower right-hand corner, that the Yerushalmi, that's very well-known, Kolochol Matzah Erev Pesach, someone who eats matzah. Erev Pesach, he lived with his fiancée in the house of his in-laws. Rambam quotes that. And the Gaon notes that there are shana brachas. Kala b'lo bracha asur l'vayla k'nida. So the matzah, I mentioned about chibur hamitzah. That's why they actually kiss the matzah. I saw it myself a number of times. They kiss the matzah because the matzah is a kala. And the kala requires a neshika. And the Gaon has 7 brachas that precede the Alakilas Masa, that's the 7th bracha. Of course, it doesn't work out. But Lo Mishaneh, you have to go and decide this and that.
Well, some of those brachas are repeats, so we get the 7 different brachas.
Correct, 7 different brachas. That's what you have to assume. So there's a lot of Hishbainas that you have to make, but there's no doubt, Yerushalmi is telling us that the night of Leila Seder is a very romantic night. The reason many have the practice of Seishir Hashir, that's actually a practice that some people get to. I don't know that I necessarily get to that, but whatever the case is, there is such a practice. I mean, that's explained by Leil Shabbos Chayim also. The Ashkenazim also say Asher Hashir. You know, I was in a shul here in Eretz Yisrael, an Ashkenazim shul that says Asher Hashir on Leil Shabbos.
We used to do it. We used to have the kids. With the kids. The kids, we didn't have to rub speak to everyone. There was different groups. And then the kids broke off and said, Shir Hashir.
I mean, during the time that the shul was saying Bam Madikin?
No, during the time it was a break. When the rub speaks now, yeah. So we used to have different groups of people. Yeah, Shurim, and the kids would break off and say, Shir Hashir.
Wow. So is there, what's the mocker of Ashkenazim, I'm asking? I find that to be, that was an amazing thing. I never saw that. I never saw it in my entire life. It was here in SSL. So that's fine. So I don't know, of course, they say Shir Hashir, but I'm talking about Ashkenazim. It was an Ashkenazim shul. So busy in South Africa, they did that. I mean, but it disappeared at the end of the Haggadah, which speaks about the charisma of the night. And actually, the Paita writes over there, I forgot the exact Lashemis now, but my father is the singer, Karev Yom Asher, who Yom Bilal Laila, Hayyad Alacha, Yom Bilal Alacha Laila, Shemrim. Havki the Ircha Kalayomcha Alayla, Tor Kayen Cheshkas Layla, Bahima Hatzi Alayla. That Pia, Bahima Hatzi Alayla, what a gorgeous, what a beautiful Pia. My father, Nigunim, was Yutim. Chatayi Masker, I don't sing these Nigunim. Okay, I'm happy Rabbi Nussbaum gave that shir. But anyway, what is the source for this night being so charismatically endowed? So there's a very fascinating discussion in the Mefarshim on that pasuk that here you have the pasuk. It's quoted on page number 3. The Torah says in the lower right, left hand corner, Moshe ben Yisrael asher yatzu b'Mitzrayim, Parshas Bo, 18. Shloshim shana v'arba me'er shana. Vayi be'etzem hayom hazeh. Vayi mikem shloshim shana v'arba me'er shana. Vayi be'etzem hayom hazeh. Yatzu kol tzivas asher v'eretz Mitzrayim. Leil shimurim hu l'ashem l'otzia v'eretz Mitzrayim. Hu alayim hazeh l'ashem shimurim. Before the Yisrael, the Dorosa. So we know the night of Pesach, we don't say the entire Krishna. It's Meshuvim and Amazikim. And again, obviously that night is the Shomer. That night, Akadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, and said actually also one of the Piyutim, that I'm going to redeem your children. And it's interesting that the Mefarshim on this pasuk got very disturbed by an internal contradiction. On the one hand, before the 30 years ended, Vayhi Mikeh Shloshim Shana V'Arba Me'er Shana, precisely. When did the Yatzim Ayim Mazeh? The morning of the 15th. So what's going on here? I think Rashi says, Kevon Shegia Kates, Lo Yikvel HaKadosh Baruch HaFilu Kerafayim. Let me quote the Rashi here, but there is such a Rashi over here right on the spot. So of course, I mean, there seems to be an internal contradiction. Mikesh Soshim Shonu V'Abba Me'er Shonu. When did that happen? When was the Mikesh Soshim Shonu V'Abba Me'er Shonu? When did the 430 years end?
It's one of the most difficult tzukim in the Torah.
That's correct.
That's
the Gemara in Bracha discusses it, and also the Mefarshim have a field day discussing what exactly happened, when did it happen. There seems to be some sort of internal contradiction. I always thought that there's a custom Ashlishi that Machriya Bineh. Now you'll say this is homiletics, as it probably is. Lil Shiburim Hu Lashem, that night is Kulo Mugdosh Lashem Yisbarach. It's dedicated to Hashem. Hashem, Ma'im Hatzi Alayla, Hashem Yikol Kabucho V'Yaretz Mitzrayim, Ani V'loi Malach, Ani V'loi Sarav, Ani V'loi Shleach. So the forces of nature were suspended that night. We don't count that night. I told you it's homiletics. Only Hashem Yisbarach was operating that night. That night is totally removed from the natural time framework of physical zman. It's metaphysical. It's what we call meta time. There's no contradiction. Okay. Yesh b'zeh makom ladun, but I'm just making a suggestion, which I think is homiletically correct. I don't know if it's correct in terms of the pshat and the psukim. I'm just saying that what the Torah tells us is that night was literally, in fact, Chazal comment on the pasuk of Va'eser Sima Kanti Nisharim. It's one of my Father Hashem's favorite Targum Venus of Luziel. He said that night there was a magic carpet operation. They were wafted to Yerushalayim Kodesh to bring the carpet Pesach. Va'eser Eschem Al Kanti Nisharim, and then they were brought back. Va'eser Eschem Al Kanti Nisharim. My father is still in Targum Venus and also Targum Mugulis. So we all the picante Targum Venus we're familiar with, and the picante Targum. That Uncle's as well we're familiar with. Recently, Art Scroll translated a number of years ago the Targum Uncle's. Very beautifully done. They collected from many Mefarshim who wrote Nassan Amba, who was one of the Rebbe Lassab Sefer, wrote a very beautiful parish on Targum Uncle's. And there's a professor in the Bar Ilan University, the Rebbe Lebracha. You probably knew him, Rabbi Brown. He was the son of Professor Lev, Rabbi Posen. So he was a astounding person. He was a chazan also in Kerbi Yavneh. Rosh Hashanah Kippur, beautiful voice. Actually, I met him in Toronto. He was on Shechut in Toronto for a number of years, and I was there during those years. He also davened for the army of Rosh Hashanah Kippur, the mail of it. He also had Daf Yemi, massive Tom Chochem. And so he is a Mboki, he wrote a parish, which is outstanding. So they actually incorporated a lot of his. What he wrote in their parish, in their translation of the Targum Onkelos. So that's, he really spent his whole life. He was a professor of Targum in Bar Ilan University, but really a massive Talmud Chochem and an absolutely beautiful, beautiful voice. So I'll just, maybe I mentioned, I'll mention what's called over also in Yiddish. He told the Maisa that, I just hope I don't say it over, in a proper kind of way, that Vesalevi says that his son, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, I think he said he was a child who was 5 years old at that time when this story occurred. And his father wanted to keep Rav Chaim awake in the course of the same day, what I just mentioned. And so he posed the following query to Rav Chaim, to his son Chaim. And he said, perhaps you can explain to me the following. And I was saying there, what do we say? We do many things to commemorate all kinds of events that occurred in Mitzrayim. Namely, we have Achavini, we have Maror, we have Matzah, and all the different items. Rasulis used to always comment on the fact that the Rambam quotes in here, in Hilchos, from Mr. Matzah, he tells you the ingredients for the Chavesis. Well, it's like the cookbook. And the Tesis also, by the way, has that. Many Rishonim say that. They give the ingredients for each one. It's to commemorate the Zecher Latid, Zecher Ladam, all kinds of things that the Rishonim write. So so essentially, the question is, why is there no Zecher? He asked the Rav Chaim, son Rav Chaim, The fact that we left Mechush Gadol, how come there's no Zeicha to that? That's also one of the things that the Rebbe promised us. So the little Rav Chaim looked around at his bare home, at the hovel that they live in. He turned to his father. The reason for the poverty and the bitterness, he said, that's a residual. I am very miserable. This very day. It's indelibly imprinted and etched. But it seems from the Chush Gadol, not even a farthing, not even a penny has remained. Goldish, but goldish. As he may. That's why, obviously, why should we dote on it and feel more anguish? That's what he told his father. Rob said this over. It's all over from the Ayyaz Maser and all these kind of stories. Okay, and, but the point is, Lechem Oini is clearly critical in terms of the night. Now, I think I mentioned that before I spoke about the notion of Talmud Torah, and that's what we see here. Again, you can see it actually in the Mishnah. This Mishnah is found right over here on number 12, on page number 2. And the point I'm trying to make is that the Haggadah has a, besides the experiential element, has a cognitive element. Tzvei dinim in the Haggadah. There's experiential, emotive, regish, but there's also enormous amount of Talmud Torah and Seichel that's involved. There's a kind of Masoretic code that's being passed on semantically, interpreting each word, each jot, each tittle as being exactly with exegesis. We're trying to weave the tapestry. We're trying to create a certain shtimmung, a certain kind of tone and light that become part and parcel of our children's emotional fiber. So we have both Tarshi Baksav, we have Tarshi Balpeh. As I mentioned before, even the idea of the Kana Ben Shoyal and the idea of the Dalit Bonim, which of course is critical in the Abba. So I want to just mention that someone asked me here in the shul also, are we allowed to ask more than Dalit Kamkushis? I said, on the contrary, Ad Rabba. Yeah, but Rabbi says four questions. We're not limited to these four questions. We can ask as many questions as we so desire. And on the contrary, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to arouse the curiosity of our children that should be provoked by the what rather seems to be a lot of strange behavior patterns. I'll let us say there. And again, Hashem reveals himself only if we search for Hashem's Baruch. One is not inquisitive. One expects revelation without expanding any effort and any energy. He'll never find Hashem. The pasuk says, "Ubikashtim b'shomas Hashem alokecho matzasa kisid b'shem b'chol levavecho b'chol nafshecho." And also, the pilgrimage to Yerushalayim only becomes significant if it's essentially impelled by curiosity and by an inquisitiveness and by a search. If you remember that when Yisro asked Moshe that Mo'ata Oyselam, my father was always bothered by that Moshe of the Pasuk. Mo'ata Oyselam. I said, Mo'ata Oyselam. Matu Ata Yashim the Badecha, but Halam Nitzel Alash, and Yibay Gad Oret. What kind of a Moshe is that? Gila Moshe Rabbeinu was doing it to the people. Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting in a judicial kind of role. And so Moshe Rabbeinu responds, Ki Yavar Elai Ha'am, Lishon Shalokim. Namely, the way I saw it, you would say, the people are God intoxicated. They would express it. And the seeking guidance and education of the Ramban is the one who says it right at this point. The Ramban says that a manik has to be as if he had more. Like an admor that you go to him. Mamish, exactly what I'm going to try to ask you, Zatzal was all about. Mamish, 3,000% of what he was all about. Unbelievable. You go for seek guidance. So on the night of Pesach, we're trying to present to the children a variety of suggested symbols and rituals. We want to spark their imaginative juices. That's what we're trying to do. And the whole Seder play, with its matzah, moro, chavesa, tapas, the zraya, the besa, captivate the mind and the heart. I mean, essentially, Mitzrayim is essentially the story of the search of Chav Yisrael Hashem Yisrael. Well, obviously, young children to join that kind of march and to be a part of this unbelievable experience. So essentially what I'm trying to say, and maybe I'll just try to sum it up, namely that the story of sequence yes inside the mitzvah is a story. Slowly it's magnified into an experience of Talmud Torah. Means the audience to this narrative has been drawn into a kind of intriguing web of this unfolding narrative. And now it's become, the audience has become hopefully enchanted by this saga, there's a symmetry that is engendered by the storyteller, by the magid, and an audience who is becoming drawn into his net. So the manishtan is not simply a local phenomenon that appears at one junction in Agoda, but is metamorphosed into a vehicle, instrument, where the night becomes heightened, night becomes vivified through the dal shelos, through the fear kashis. And so Lel Shimurim is, in effect, a guardian of our inheritance. As I said before, it's a kind of chinuch, exercise in chinuch. Now, just to show you that Chazal, I just tell the word Haggadah, I always was, my father, Al Mashal, was very thunderstruck by the word Haggadah. So, the Yishayim talk about the term Haggadah. And as from what I understand, from what I remember, there are at least five translations that my father thought was embedded in the term Lahagid. One is to the Saper, to tell, to narrate Haggadah. Number two, of course, everyone knows, in Lo Yagdu Nasavim, Pasha Vayikra, to testify. We're also saying Yedus. And then I say that. Number three, Laharos. Hi, Ivan Laharos is asking, healing us from this fight. Someone asked me this morning, what's the book for that Raman? The Mishnah said, Lira is satisfied. I think that's what most Agadas have, but the Nusra Raman is Laharos is asking. So I said, it comes from Lahagi. Lahagi means to demonstrate. Lahagin. That's what Lahagi, it's embedded in the word Lahagi. Number four, Lahagi refers to teaching, because I told you that Lel HaSeder is also a teaching exercise. And number five, Lahagi means Shevach Vodah Hashem Yisbarach. That's what my father thought. These are five translations of the term Lahagi. And the same, what?
He got it
to Yayim, Hashem Elokecha. Exactly. Matter of fact, the Targumim, you see this, that this element of Shevach, and matter of fact, that's exactly what the entire Haggadah is designed to bring us to. The Chol Dor Vador, Chayim Odom, Liras is Sasmon Kibu Yasum Mitzrayim. By the way, the Rabbi writes Chayim Odom, Baharas is Sasmon Kibu Ato Yotzom Mitzrayim. The way the risk is here, Pesach Night, a reenactment of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right now, we're re-experiencing Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the night of the Seder, it's a shichzur of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And there are many, many halachic nafkaminos. But that idea, I just want to show you that this, I believe, is very much embedded. I have this on page number three and number four. I just want to show you something that I always found to be very, I think, correct. If you notice in the Haggadah, it begins from, as I said before, about the farmer brings Bikurim. He feels very distant, disconnected to what's happening. The same thing is in the context of the Haggadah. It's very interesting that I'll just read to you. These are found here. You can see them. Holachma anya di achal avasan of the Arden Mitzrayim. What are we talking about? Avasan. Next, ilod ziyakadosh baruch hu avasenu mi Mitzrayim harionu vaneinu devleinu mishuban vayinu par Mitzrayim. That sentence requires a lot of explanation. Well, we would still be mishubanim thousands of years later. So there are many pshatim on this. beyond that, it speaks about the five Talmidei Chacham that were Masudim Bnei Brak, Mitchilo the Abba Zorah Hayu, Abba Seinu Reb Mitzrayim. 27 over here. Behi Shamda, that beautiful Nigin. I sing it too, Dr. Stern. So that's maybe I'll give Rabbi Nussbaum credit. Behi Shamda, Labo Seinu, oh, and now suddenly, the Lama. Also, we introduce ourselves into the picture. Till now, it's Abba Sonna, Abba Seinu, and now suddenly, the Chol Dor Vador, Omdu Aleinu L'Chal Aseinu, 28. Pesach, Ashum Shem Pesach, Avad Yav Aseinu, 29. Shalis Ben Mitzeko Shav Aseinu L'Achmetz, 30. Morah Mitzvah Mitzchai Av Aseinu. And finally, 24, the Chol Dor Vador, Lois Av Aseinu Bilvah, El Afaisan Ugar Limoyen. And therefore, 31, the Tid Anat Chayam, Leibis Av L'Shaviach L'Foyer, Asher Golonu, with Golos Av Aseinu Mitzvah, and now suddenly we turn it upside down. Well, basically what's happening, there is a continuum, but an evolution that's taking place. Initially, we were very distant, Avosano, but little by little, we become ensconced and immersed in what's happening in Lel HaSeder, and it becomes something that's obviously relevant to us. Ad Kideikach, where this is also discussed by, and I have this halacha over here, number 25. The famous din. Aram Bakim Shanas and Nisim Yisrael. So Mishnah, the end of beginning of the last pack of brothers. Yamsuf Mabar Sayagi, Naimid Bochat Hashem, Okinah Al Eilam, Shasa, Nisan Abba Seinu, Bamogamazer. וכן כל מוקם שנעשו בו ניסן לרבי. אבל מוקם שנעשו בו נס ליוחי, נס ליוחי לבלוי בן בנוי בברך, שעושה לי נס במוקם הזה. That's exactly what we're trying to do on Pesach. We're trying to take something that happened in Avoseinu thousands of years ago to our forebears, and we're trying through the experience of Leil HaSeder to transform literally our entire mindset, not that it happened to them. We are very much a part and parcel, a part of the warp and woof of Jewish history, like the farmer with the Bikurim, who recognizes the Rabbi Levachai is the one actually who noticed some of the Lashonis in that Pasha of Ariya Milobi. By Vienna, Amoka Mazer, they're also. Of course, he is very distant. Hashem Nishba Hashem, the Pasuk says, very fascinating. I'll just to end with this. Rabbi Levachai writes in that Pasha Kisavo that initially the farmer says, Yamato, he got to Yom Hashem Lokech. Hashem is only the God of the Kain, wasn't Mitmiya, the farmer, he doesn't feel connected. By the time the Pasha is over, and what the Kain takes and takes the Bikurim, the Nichol and Mizbah Hashem Alokecha, he's transformed totally, and all of a sudden he feels very much a part of Jewish history, very much a part of what's happening, connected to Hashem Mizbah, connected to the pageant of the Mishavikdash, and that's exactly the Fiyadivizaiti in the entire mindset of the Haggadah. The idea is to bring a person to study Jewish history. Okay, but it happened then. Ma kesher elai. What do I have to do with it? The whole idea is that once you become so immersed and so ensconced in what is happening at the Leil HaSeder, that it becomes relevant to me. Kolecho l'vima v'goso, kolecho l'vima s'goso. Alavai v'shem v'zecher, that that transformation should take place in ourselves and our children, and thereby we'll be able to do kaim in a proper way. Kol amar v'losap v'tzias v'tzayim v'rez v'mshim.
Sure. No. I can send you through that.